Conundrum Audio presents The Phoenix Project by Nick Thacker. Produced by Conundrum Publishing and Well Said Labs. Copyright 2022 by Nick Thacker and Conundrum Publishing. All rights reserved. To find more information about this audiobook and to find other fantastic thrillers, visit www.conundrumpub.com.
A word from the author. Thanks for reading this Harvey Bennett novella. If you want more Harvey Bennett and some great full-length novels, check out my Thriller Starter Library. You'll get 3 full-length books by signing up for my mailing list. Hit 3 full-length book for free. Chapter 1. The plane went down just outside the property line. It was far enough away that Ben could easily ignore it and not feel guilty about the whole thing. But it was also close enough to his cabin that he knew he would have a difficult time ignoring it. The news reached him the way any news did, through the mouth of someone else. Ben hadn't been an off-the-grid sort of guy since he'd been a ranger at Yellowstone National Park, and even then, the staff and crews had access to television and, once or twice a week, an internet-connected computer. But it was his policy to generally tune out the rest of the world and their invented woes and worries as much as possible, and he'd been mostly successful at doing just that for the past few years. In spite of his cabin turning into state-of-the-art communication and intelligence depot and headquarters for his civilian special operations team, Harvey Ben Bennett had managed to leave most of the communications gathering and intelligence dissemination to the rest of his group. So it had been his wife, Juliet, who had told him about the crash of a small prop plane just north of their property in the expansive Chugach State Park in southern Alaska, just off Highway 1. She'd heard about it online and had been following the news for an hour or so while Ben had been furiously stirring his famous chili. Snow lined the windows, meaning it had piled up high enough on the banks to be at least up to 4 feet total now, and it was still falling. The temperature outside was chilled sufficiently to be in the precarious range, but not yet into the realm of downright dangerous. Inside, on the other hand, was cozy, warm, and smelled of chili. Seems like it was just one guy, Julie called to him from the other room. Traveling alone. Air traffic control called in the plane. They called the local stations. No one's telling who it is yet. They all just figure it's a small, locally owned plane out for a late morning flight. Not a smart thing to do, Ben muttered. Yeah, but the tech these guys have nowadays, she continued. He could have been browsing Facebook and chatting with his wife on the phone when it happened. Let's hope he wasn't. That would be a hell of a Christmas gift to her. He stirred away a growing bubble and turned down the heat. Are they sending out a search party? No idea. I'd assume so, but wouldn't it take at least a day to get people together at Christmas time? No, they'll have a crew. The trouble will be getting